This is a data lead creating history. Physical patient Dwayne Dwayne McCoy MCCOY. Date of birth 10/2/1964. Place future case Charles Village. Date of service 1/26/2022. His history of present illness, tally health visit. History of present illness, this is a 57-year-old male. He was admitted to Midtown campus, University Hospital. Patient presented to emergency room downtown on 12/20 with status epilepticus. He has a 4 episode of seizure. Without returning to baseline, he was loaded with the Capra. Continuous EEG mounting done. He was started on valproic acid. He continued to have a seizure. Empiric antibiotic started. Extensive workup for infectious causes was negative. Neurocritical ICU consulted and patient was intubated on 12/22 in the setting of neurologic injury. And he was transferred to the neurocritical ICU. Patient was managed for status epilepticus. He was given antibiotics for presumed infection. Also, CSF culture, negative for infection. Initially was given antibiotics, subsequently discontinued. MRI brain shows restriction in the left hippocampus insula area. Herpes simplex virus PCR was negative. Initially given acyclovir, that was stopped. Patient has dysphagia, old CVA. He underwent G2 placement. Subsequently, he was weaned off the ventilator, but G2 was continued. Fever, leukocytosis resolved. Aspiration pneumonia was treated with antibiotic, with vancomycin and meropenem. Palliative team was consulted. The patient was made DNR in the hospital. Neurology was following the patient in the hospital. After stabilization, patient was transferred to the Charles Village for continuation of care. Today, when I saw the patient, he denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, fever, chills. He is awake, he is lying on the bed, he is forgetful. I saw the patient with a video visit with a nurse in the room. Patient has no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion, no vomiting, has no complaint. Past medical history. GERD. Seizure disorder, history of CVA, hypertension, panic attack, PTSD. Family history positive for hypertension in the father. Social history. As per chart from the hospital, no smoking. No alcohol, no drugs. Allergies, penicillin. Medication upon discharge. Stalinov 650 Q4 hour PRN YG2 Estilapramf 20 mg daily, Lacosamide 20 ml BID, multivitamin daily, phenobarbital 60 mg 3 times a day, Tarazosin 2 mg daily, Valproic 250/5 ml, 20 ml cubic hours. Keppra 1000 mg 2 tablet BID. Benzone 800 mg TID PRN for cough. Congestion, Omeprazole 20 mg daily. Propranolol 60 mg daily. Ruva system. No headache, no sore throat, no ear indication, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting. Neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no polyuria, physical, patient is awake. Alert, he's around at time 2. He does have memory impairment, he's forgetful. Vital, stable, next line, no respiratory distress. Assessment number 1. Seizure disorder, number 2, status post, status epilepticus. Number 3, dysphagia, status post peg placement. Number 4, encephalopathy. Number 5, memory impairment. Number 6, GERD. Number 7, panic attack and agoraphobia. Number 8, history of CVA. Number 9, history of PTSD. Next line, plan of care, continuous current medication, PTOT, follow lab. Care plan discusses the staff in the room with the patient.